Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hi, fellas.
Hi.
Corby. It's your friend, old Corby. Here
you
to have
old.
Some fun.
Yeah, you're old.
Well, we're technically the same age, but somehow you went to school when you were two.
Yeah, you're older than me. It's no technical
big dog
thing
school?
About it.
I mean, people go to school early, so.
Yeah, but he went to school way early.
No.
That's pretty smart.
I just skipped a grade.
He's a
That's
pretty
all.
Smart guy.
Why did you skip a grade?
Look at me.
I'd have been like, no, I'm not skipping a grade.
It's not your choice.
Oh, it is. When you're like four?
Yeah, I'm 5 years old. Donovan, would you like to skip a grade?
Is there pudding?
Yeah, I'll go. I don't care.
Pudding.
He was a junior in college when he was eligible for his driver's license.
That is just so impressive.
He's lying.
He's like Doogie Howser.
I was going to say, are you Doogie Howser?
Yeah.
Maybe you're his friend.
He's dumb Doogie Howser.
I'm math man.
God, what a great show
the
that
idiot
was.
Version
Doogie Howser without the smarts. Like, why did you have him skip a grade? I don't know. You just didn't want him here.
Did you journal every night on your computer?
No.
The only
thing I can remember about it was nap time in kindergarten, going to a math class in the first grade.
Man, you were a math man.
And then they told me to get my stuff and stay. And I was very upset.
Because his parents didn't want him home like the back half. Because you got out early,
yeah,
right? Like at
that makes
noon.
Sense.
And they were like, can he just go to school like till 4?
My dad's walking around with the 3 fingers of whiskey around
yes,
the house, not
right.
wanting the kids at the crib.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
That's their doing it time.
You are impressive.
Okay. No.
Yeah,
it didn't
know.
Happen.
I don't know.
We were delivered by story.
Right. Okay, when the Giants get Cam Ward, how long will it take before the Cowboys have the worst quarterback in the division by a mile?
So we're assuming Cam Ward is going to become a great NFL quarterback?
I guess so, just like Jaden Daniels.
But what if they get Shadur? Does that change your mind?
Not mine. I don't know. I'm reading.
So, okay, so let's say if the Giants get Shadur,
yeah,
and you're ranking the NFC East quarterbacks, would you put Dak last if they got Shadur?
No.
Without having played one snap?
No, that's ridiculous.
No. You put Dak above Shadur.
But
for
I mean,
sure.
It took literally like 6 weeks for Jaden Daniels where I'm like,
right, and that may happen here.
Wow. Yeah, I know. And then you got like, you've got a Super Bowl winning quarterback. You've got Mr. Perfect looking quarterback in Daniels, Heisman winner. Cam Ward, who finished second in the Heisman, right?
Yeah.
Or third? Or wait.
No, it was Ashton Jeanty finished second.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I disagree with anything you say.
So I don't know. Yeah, if I had to bet right now, is Cam Ward going to be a better quarterback than Dak? I would say yes.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Hot.
Man,
sports.
I don't know. I don't know if I would. Not right now. I need evidence. Objection.
Who do you guys hate the most on the Eagles and why? He says, I don't seem to mind any of the current iteration. They seem like decent dudes. I don't think it's ever the players. Well, it is sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it's the players. I think the most hated Eagle now is Sirianni.
Yeah, I agree. And that's weird. Because
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, back in the day it was Buddy Ryan.
Right.
You were a big Cunningham guy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like Buddy Ryan?
I didn't care.
You just love
Randall. Randall just superseded everything. My love for him was so much that it just sprinkled on everyone else.
Did you have friends that loved him, too, or were you the ringleader?
No, I was the only one that I knew of. But now there are so many Eagles fans here in the Metroplex. Like, a lot of people like Philadelphia. And I didn't see that when I was...
No, dude.
An Eagles fan.
I don't hate anyone on the Eagles.
I didn't, ever since Kelce retired, because I didn't like Jason Kelce, just because he was such an Eagle and so exuberant about Philadelphia, drove me insane. But since then, you know, maybe Lane Johnson.
Lane Johnson?
You're really hating
you hate
offensive linemen?
Well, because they're so vocal about Philadelphia and they've been there for so long that it gives you somebody more to hate.
What's the other offensive lineman that you hate around the league?
There's no one. There can't be another offensive lineman.
It seems like an odd position for you to focus
on. They're the most likable people on every team.
But the ones that tend to be
You think there's someone out there that just hates Zach Martin?
I'm sure there is. I bet there is.
Damn Zach Martin.
But it gives you more. There's no one that hates Zach Martin.
Or do you think there was people on the Commanders or whatever back in the day that were like, Travis Frederick?
Can't stand him. I can't hate him.
Yeah. I don't know, but did we ever have anybody? Like, Jason Kelce was so, like, when they won the Super Bowl in 2017, he was so over the top, exuberant, all hardcore Philadelphia, hates every other team, so I didn't like that.
That makes sense, but
Tyron Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he never, no Cowboy player has really ever done anything.
Won a Super Bowl?
And been real vocal or anything, or out there about all gung-ho Dallas.
Trying to think back in the day, was
Nate Newton? Was he hated?
Maybe. I bet Leon Lett was.
Leon Lett never said a word.
But that's a different story about what happened on the field. Right.
He never said one word.
And he was more hated by people in Dallas than any opponent.
That's true.
For no reason.
Yeah, the game in Miami, against Miami, and then the Super Bowl that cost maybe somebody some money because of a square.
It couldn't have. They won 52-17.
I know a guy that his dad had 9-7.
Oh, and
that would have won him a few grand. And to this day,
he still hates him.
He hates Leon Lett.
Deshaun Jackson was the worst.
Who?
Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah.
He was the worst bad. For me. He was pretty bad. All right. Well, fly Eagles.
It wasn't Jason Peters.
No.
I'm just trying to think of another lineman.
No old lineman.
Yeah.
This guy says, watching the Black Hawk Down documentary. For those that aren't aware, I watched the first episode last night on Netflix.
It's called Surviving Black Hawk Down?
Yeah, it's a three-part documentary.
I finished that this weekend, too.
Oh, nice, Travis.
I bet you did. Started
it. Oh. Why did you say that?
That was so quick.
Again, another drop.
On the 1993 disaster that happened in Somalia with the American, the Delta Force and the Rangers, not Texas, that got into, they shot down three Black Hawk Downs, and it was a survival mission for the American soldiers trying to get these guys out of there, under fire, surrounded in a city. It's incredible, dude, that these people made it out alive at all. Anyway, he says, it's total chaos in the city of Mogadishu. And Mogadishu is a city.
Right.
Not like New York City, but it's a city with buildings everywhere and all that. He says, if you were a soldier, would you rather fight a city battle like that one, a jungle battle like in Nam, a shoreline battle like D-Day, or trench warfare like World War I? I can tell you right now, trench warfare sounds like the worst thing ever invented. You're stuck in a trench with barbed wire in front of you for months.
And they just toss gas down in your trench or drove a tank over you.
Yeah.
What about the Battle of the Bastards? Like in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Field battle.
Yeah. So like old school.
You're going to tell me that field battle didn't happen?
No, no, no.
Don't
of course it did.
Don't dismiss me.
I'm not, but not like the Battle of the Bastards.
The beach battle.
Idiot.
I mean, the other beaches.
With giants.
And dragons.
Yes.
Outside of Omaha, the other beaches went fairly well. So,
when we went to the World War II Museum last week and they were showing us the Higgins boat, which was built in New Orleans, the deployment of our forces onto the beaches in France with that door, like you're all squatted down, sitting down in a metal canteen, basically, and the door flies forward toward the beach.
And the dude in front of you just gets shot in the head and it's down.
He's just have to done. Keep going.
He's the first one. Right. Like, how do you even tell who's sitting at the front row of those boats?
That's the, man, because that was
then
such
you're
an impossible.
Soaked. You're soaking wet, freezing cold, and you have machine gun fire coming at
but
you.
But that's the beach that we think of as Omaha. There were five beaches of Normandy, and they stormed all of them. And Omaha's the one where all those stories come from. Because the other four beaches, for the most part, they weren't like that.
Well, like in Mogadishu, they've got dudes everywhere. On the ground, the bad guys. On the ground, the Somalians. On the ground, in the buildings, like just picking you off.
Yeah, because you get sniped and you have no idea where it comes from.
Yes. Like, it's crazy.
But the jungle stuff, you would have no... you're laying down. I mean, you see, like, what was it? The Pacific. If you ever watched that docudrama series, The Pacific, on HBO, where there are times where you're just back-to-back trying to fall asleep and driving rain, and then it ends and mosquitoes swarm you. I don't know.
Dude.
When I play Call of Duty, I play the city scenes, so.
It's all, we are.
Look at me.
As Craig and I were leaving the museum, the one thing that we determined was we are the softest generation, us,
easily,
right now, currently,
easily.
Right now,
yes.
Of all time.
Easily.
In the history of mankind.
Right.
Us.
And I think it's just getting softer.
So sad.
Well, think about this. I mean, we are within, and I'm sure your grandparents as well. My grandparents, one of my grandparents didn't have electricity when he was born.
My dad didn't.
Right. So you have that type of thing. I mean, think about how close we are to where people were living without the comforts that we have.
Dude, he didn't have AC until high school.
I mean, think about that.
In Texas. In Oklahoma.
Indoor plumbing.
Right. You have to go poop in a hole in the backyard.
One generation removed from that.
For real. I mean,
you know what battle I will excel in?
Go on.
The Game of Thrones battle.
Dance.
Oh, God. That's why you're so soft.
I don't think you could pick one of those.
You're a, like, we would go to war, and like the general would look at Donovan as we're just trying to find anything resourceful from any human. What are you good at? And he'd be like, yeah, DJ paper and breakdancing. That's it.
Well, you asked the question.
Yeah.
You want me dance battle is real.
You want me to do the robot in front of this
other?
It's real. In front of this infantry from Russia.
And they're so enthralled with what I'm doing, you can go attack.
Right. You're like, God, this guy's great.
It's awesome.
Ricka, 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 ricka.
DJ Paper!
There he is.
Just awesome. Douche. Somebody just blows your head off. Would you rather have the it girl of the day? Whoever the it girl is out there in pop culture, whether
like
it's Sydney Sweeney or whoever it is. Whatever, I'm just throwing out.
You
pick your own. You pick your own, Donovan.
Okay,
I said the it girl,
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
But when she,
I mean, like back in the day, not now.
Okay,
like 1 year in 2004.
That was a very impactful year for me.
But when you do have her, she sounds and talks exactly like your dad.
Good Lord, can't you just hold your hand over her mouth or something?
You can't do that. That's illegal. Or you have this same it girl.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds like a girl, but she's already slept with your dad.
Oh my God!
And you know that?
Like the day before? How long? Like how long?
What does it matter?
Because like if it's,
that's not a bad question.
No, because if it's,
all right,
last night
it's not a bad question.
Versus, hey, I got to tell you something. Like 10 years ago, I hooked up with your dad. I'm like, oh, okay, it's no big deal.
A week.
Oh.
So you're with Sydney Sweeney, and she's like, "Oh God, Matt, oh,
I can't baby. Ask the next question.
Hang on, we have to hear Sydney Sweeney explain.
It's so amazing. You're just so hot. God, I'm so into you.
Okay, Sydney.
By the way, I banged your dad last week.
What?
Holy crap,
not
baby!
Say it like that. There's no way.
Sex all night.
Or it's hello, Matt.
My God,
drop those drones. Let me see what you're working with.
What?
My name's Sydney Sweeney. Matt, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, because then he'd be like, oh,
you want some gravy
so
with
good.
That, Matt?
Yes.
Goodness, that's right. Put
Can
your hands
you
right there.
Imagine how awful that would be. You would definitely pick the second one.
It has to be
Matt,
the second
could you
one.
Fold those clothes for me, please? I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
Go rake the leaves
right
in the yard.
Yes, sir. I mean,
wait.
It's giving me flashbacks.
Keep going. Give me your report card.
Your dad sounds like Sling Blade.
The worst part was I closed my eyes while I was doing
you really did. Like, you were really into it. Now you're
I was imagining
imagine.
What it would feel like.
No, I don't want. My dad, though. That's.
Yeah, but kind of high five to my dad. And it's just like, man, that's good for you for getting today's it girl.
But then you know
you're
that
72
he's
72 years old, or 71, I guess.
God, dad cheated on mom with Sydney Sweeney a week ago?
I mean, that's kind of wild.
Legend.
Dude, what did you say?
How did this happen?
And the problem is that what if it was legend. Your dad's it girl? Because like my, it would be, you know, like Dorothy Hamill or somebody from back in the day, and you had to hook up with that after he did that.
Dorothy Hamill, I don't know.
Whoever my dad was into in the 70s, like, or
Jane Kennedy or something,
like Farrah Fawcett.
Right? Yeah, yeah, sure.
Dorothy Hamill.
That's a really bad example,
I swear,
dude.
I think he liked her.
That's a terrible, terrible example.
Oh, man.